USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a letter to the nation's governors, President Trump says his administration is working on revised travel guidelines for the growing coronavirus crisis. The president says the guidelines include classifying counties as high risk, medium risk, or low risk. The president says the guidelines will help state governments make decisions about maintaining, increasing, or relaxing social distancing standards. The president says treatments for the coronavirus are continuing to be worked on.
The National Institute of Health and the private sector, working closely with the FDA, continue to collaborate to discover and test treatments and therapies that can effectively reduce the duration and symptoms of the virus and help people to recover.
Congress is continuing to review a massive stimulus package that they're set to vote on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Last week's first-time unemployment claims set a new record, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The government releases these numbers weekly, and here at USA Radio News, we report on them weekly, but normally, during good economic times, most Americans don't pay a lot of attention to them. Well, this time it's news-making, because nearly 3.3 million workers filed initial claims last week because of the coronavirus pandemic. That's nearly five times as many as the previous record high of just under 700,000 set back in October of 1982. Normally, during good economic times, the number would hover around 200,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is praising the new stimulus package that Congress is set to vote on Friday.
The stimulus bill helped unemployment insurance, and that is a good thing. It helped small businesses, and that is a good thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Justice Department is filing criminal charges against senior officials in the Venezuelan government, including President Nicolas Maduro. Speaking with reporters, Attorney General Bill Barr says the indictment alleges a conspiracy involving an extremely violent terrorist organization.
We estimate that somewhere between 200 and 250 metric tons of cocaine are shipped out of Venezuela by these routes. Those 250 metric tons equate to 30 million lethal doses.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is taking steps to help the spreading of the coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper has enacted a 60-day stop movement order for all uniformed service members and their families, as well as civilian service members stationed overseas. The measure is intended to stop the spread of the coronavirus and to protect U.S. personnel and preserve the operational readiness of our global force. The order impacts an estimated 90,000 service members who are either slated to deploy or redeploy over the next 60 days. The order includes some conditions under which exceptions can be granted. Troop rotations in and out of Afghanistan have already been paused amid the pandemic. Earlier in the month, the Pentagon restricted domestic travel for military members and their families due to the virus.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.